you go. Who you with? Is Shidano here today?
Shidano.
I am.
Hey,
yes, sir.
What's up, George?
What's going on?
What's the latest?
Shidano.
Weren't you there for Golden State losing last night?
I was, and I saw Clay, and I was talking to him about the thing he did with Ramona on the boat, so we were talking about the boat, and then at the end, I was like, did they make you pay for that ridiculous hat when you bought the boat, or did they at least throw that in when you buy the boat? And he started laughing. He's like, yeah, of course they give you the hat. I'm like, they better. Jeez.
Yeah, hey, for what you paid for the boat.
Before we go on, Game of Games is powered by Call Jacob. Winning matters. That's why after an accident, you go to calljacob.com or call 844-24-JACOB. That's 844-24-JACOB. Somehow I screw that up virtually.
By the way, I asked him, was Ramona on the boat? Because in the thing I saw on ESPN, it didn't show Ramona on the boat. He said, yeah, man, Momo was on the boat with me. And I was like, oh, I would have liked to have seen Momo on the boat, so. Didn't see it.
Explain. So he takes a boat every day to work?
Not every day, but he takes a boat some days.
And Momo went along for the ride one day.
Right. And then they did like a sit-down interview, but it was kind of cool.
It was cool.
To see him on
what
the
kind
boat.
Of boat was it? Do you know, George?
It's like a small little like...
sailboat? Is it a sailboat?
No.
With a mast?
No, it's like a power boat.
Yeah,
it's
a
power boat?
Yeah, yeah.
But it's a small little thing? He doesn't have like a big fat boat?
I would say it's probably... 20-footer?
Just like a little boat with an outboard motor? Does it have an outboard motor or an inboard motor?
Yeah, similar to that.
It's not like a yacht. Of course, if Cappy were an NBA player, he'd have a yacht take him to work.
Well, not just an NBA player, but a multi-time champion and a guy who's made millions and millions of dollars. Yeah, he'd have a big, fat boat.
I would. Biggest boat possible.
You know what people that buy
boats...
You're
going to need a bigger
boat. You know what people that buy boats always tell me? The happiest days of their life, the days they buy it, and the day they sell it.
Yeah, my dad owned a couple of boats in his day.
I just looked it up. It's a 37-foot Axopar cabin boat.
Oh, that's serious.
Yeah.
That's a real
boat. It's a decent size.
Yeah.
Got an estimated value on that, John?
I mean, of course you would want to know.
Yeah, what's the price tag on this?
I always love to look at the prices of boats.
By the way, that is true. The second happiest day is when you buy the boat, and then the happiest day is when you sell it.
It's great, though, when you have friends who have boats.
You have a lot of friends that do boating. I don't like boats. I get seasick on boats. Don't go on boats under any circumstance. Wouldn't go on a yacht. Wouldn't go on a ship.
No way. The yacht's pretty easy.
I get seasick. One of my first jobs in California was covering the America's Cup, and we were in one of those boats that sort of followed Dennis Conner. I was sick for...
I get seasick too, but on like a small boat, but not like a yacht, like a big yacht, like 100-foot yacht.
Nope, can't do it. Refuse.
37-footer is pretty good though. That's a nice boat.
What's you've got a friend with a boat? How big, Cappy?
I think their boat is like 65 or 70 feet. I mean, this was like, but these people are crazy, like crazy loaded family.
All right,
money.
Retail price cap.
Yeah.
North of $300,000.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
But
nice.
It was available at a discount because it was lightly used.
Oh. Well, you shouldn't buy them new, I don't think. I mean, this boat that my friends have, they custom built this thing. It's stupid. Like, ridiculous.
Right. So
you would love to live on that boat.
So, Cappy, I wanted to ask you. You had a conversation yesterday, and it's so weird because I have got an appointment to get my back cracked today. Mm-hmm. And you got...
Back cracked.
What's that?
Manipulated.
Makes a cracking sound. Yeah, I've never been to a chiropractor before. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I believe in a chiropractor, but my acupuncture lady, which I do believe in, told me to go to the chiropractor, so I'm going to the chiropractor, and I've got an appointment today at 5:15. Now, who was getting
it? Why don't you get
a massage? Because she says something about the SI joint. I don't know. What do I know of SI joints? But I'm going to go get my SI joint adjusted, apparently.
Right.
That's the game.
Well, I was telling Clinton yesterday, what I'd like to do, Steve, and I could have done this for you, is I would like to lay you down.
Okay? I already don't like this. You're going to lay me down?
He did it for Chris. It actually worked for a little bit.
Yeah. Like, I manipulated Chris Morales' back.
Normally, Morales manipulates everybody around here.
Well, it was nice for me to be able to put hands on him, you know?
Mm.
So, I'd like to pull both of your feet.
Yeah.
And I'd like to measure and see if one foot is or one leg is longer than the other. Because if so, then that's what that's going to tell me.
Yeah,
is that you're completely out of whack. That's a medical term right there.
I was just going to say he's kind of out of whack. I feel like John would know
so
that better than anyone.
So what the hell would you do about it?
Well, what I would do then is I turn you over at that point.
Oh God, I hate this.
And then I would make some adjustments. I'd have to feel your back and have you take a big deep breath.
So not happening. But okay.
Then I would manipulate your spine. Yeah, and then I would get you realigned. Like now, Mace, I'm not a chiropractor, but I have two cousins that are, so I'm kind of related to chiropractic.
I already don't believe in chiropractics, and I'm going to go to somebody who pretends to be a chiropractor. Is that the gag?
If you let me do it.
Yeah, no. You're not qualified to do this. And I don't want you to lay me down. I don't want that. I don't want manipulated by you.
Can we find the audio of when he cracked Chris's neck? If Laura is in there, she
oh, he cracked the neck?
Yeah, okay. It was really bad. He had a terrible knot in his neck. Like, he couldn't even move. And then you could hear it crack on the air, and you could hear me recoil because the sound it made was, like, gross.
You probably could have snapped his neck or something.
I mean, he could have, right. We could have all been
You don't
really
know what you're doing.
No, that's not true. I don't have
because
the proper...
you have friends who are chiropractors does not mean you're capable of doing manipulations.
No, not friends, relatives.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's a little better. Yeah.
See, like I'm closer to it than just friends. I'm actually relatives.
Yeah.
So, Shidano, do you know that me and Cappy are doing a show together? It's official.
Really? When's that happening?
It's December the 9th.
Yep, it's a Friday.
At Black Gold, it's a two-hour show. It's a charity event.
On a Saturday or something?
No. It's a day when you're
it's
traveling.
Friday when the Lakers
Ireland's
are
traveling.
In Philly.
Oh, okay. And where am I that day?
Where are you? You guys have no show.
Oh, right.
That's Cappy Slide. Oh, right, because you guys are playing on the East Coast. Right. Okay.
So I have an idea for this show.
We're off almost that entire week, actually, now that I think about it.
Yeah, early games all week.
You guys have a ton of games that week, John.
Yeah, every day, I think about that whole week.
So, Cappy, here's the idea. Yesterday, we were talking about golf cart race, which I like. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah.
I was also thinking Guinness Book of World Records.
Okay.
Could we set a Guinness Book of World Records?
Talk to me. So far, I'm in.
Okay. I think this is where the Mason and Ireland Mafia and the Circle of Trust need to get involved to suggest records.
Can I ask John, what do you think Mace does really well that's so unique that is there anything you've noticed over 20-something years that is so unique that only he could do? I mean, even if it's something ridiculous.
He could probably smoke more weed and still function better than any of the other three of us.
What do you think, Mace?
Okay, this is fantastic. Actually,
I never smoke weed when I'm on the air or before I'm on
whatever.
The air.
But John,
I know I wouldn't. I already got nabbed once for booze.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, booze.
Yeah.
No but one
John
would know if you're
bringing
high.
Up a good. No, but he's bringing up.
Oh,
a good
by
point,
the way, when I say I got nabbed, it was at an event.
Yeah, with Chris.
Chris. Yeah.
But
yeah.
Mace, sucking me. What John is saying is true.
You blamed him.
What John is saying is true that. Chances are you could smoke more weed than any of the three of us and function.
Yes.
I, for the bit of the Guinness Book of World Records, would like to go toke for toke with you, if you will. And then we become, in the Guinness Book of World Records, the highest radio broadcast of all time.
Oh, God, that is such a disaster. That is
but
such
if
a
it was,
disaster.
If it was regulated...
Well... No, we're not
right,
going to smoke
records.
Out on the air. Yeah,
no,
cannabis world records.
Hold on, let me see
right,
what
hear.
I can find.
Let's hear what
hold
George on. Comes okay. up with. Let's see. He's a good researcher, you know.
The biggest brownie weed in the world.
No, I don't want to do that.
No, world's biggest longest brownie. Joint.
Longest joint. I don't think I can do that. I'm not. Yeah. I'm very bad at rolling
I think
rolling
you have
a joint.
To do if you're going to do it in studio, I think you have to use edibles.
No, we're going to be at Black Gold.
Right, so we're outdoors.
We're outdoors.
So it's fine. We can smoke it.
Still think you should probably use edibles.
I think the whole thing is a terrible idea.
Just an idea. Terrible. It was the first idea. First idea.
Yeah, no, there are no bad ideas except that one.
It was the first one.
Yeah, no bad ideas.
Okay, George, do you have anything that you could think of that I have as a special skill?
What about eating? I'm good at eating.
I was just going to say eating, you could probably do it. How about a world record hot box?
A hot box?
Yeah.
What do you mean, longest time in a car with somebody smoking?
Yeah, I think so. Here it is. Hold on. Let me see. How did they do it? 422
John,
grams.
Do you know what hotboxing is?
Yes.
Yes. Have you ever been hotboxed?
No.
Okay.
422 grams. Hotboxed. I don't think you could pull that off. That's
no,
a lot.
God no. God no. Now, I once ate 13 donuts in 5 minutes.
It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, Amanda tried to keep up with them. It was not close.
It was like not even close. I had to start eating the donuts that she had. We each started with a dozen. Then I added. I still had time on the clock, so I added another donut.
All right, Joey Chestnut has that record. Let's see what he did.
I don't think we can keep up with Joey Chestnut.
247 in how long, though?
Yeah, 247 donuts. No, he's a lunatic.
Yeah, that's too much.
He is a lunatic.
Most jam donuts eaten in 3 minutes. Here we go. What do we got here?
Yeah, the most jelly-filled. Okay, jelly-filled donuts.
Yeah, hold on, let's see.
I'm looking up the record there.
I like this idea, though, Mace. We should go for a Guinness Book of Record. Yeah.
It's 10? In how long?
In 3 minutes. Achieved by Leah Schutkever of the United Kingdom.
Leah Schutkever. Has nothing on YouTube.
May 16, 2020.
Schutkever, you're going down.
There you go.
Mace, what about, like, back in the old days, they used to have the two twins that each weighed, like, 400 pounds that were riding, like, the smallest little tiny motorcycles.
Smallest tiny, yeah.
I mean, that's what we need. We need something where we're a tag team.
World's tiniest motorcycle?
I don't know. I'm just saying, we need something where we're a tag team, you know?
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You're right. Well, again, this is what we've got to. We've got till December the 9th to figure out.
Well, perhaps we should ask the Circle of Trust.
Yep.
And then secondarily, perhaps we'll ask the Mafia for ideas.
Yes, let's do that. So if you're not part of the Circle of Trust, jump in there. It's really easy to do. Just search communities, and Mason and Ireland Mafia also comes up there. Yeah, we'll come up with some ideas. But I've always wanted to own a Guinness Book of World Record.
Yeah, apparently this lady, she's got it. She also holds the record for fastest time in eating a cucumber, which is 27 seconds.
No! How do you do that?
Yeah, 27.16 seconds, this lady. This what was her name that I said? Leah
Schutkever.
Schutkever. She also has the record for eating, I don't know what 380 grams of lasagna is, but she's also done that in 30 seconds. And she drank an entire liter of gravy in a minute and 49 seconds.
Gross. A liter of gravy.
Oh, that's what you should do. Gravy.
Oh.
Yes. Drink gravy.
Gravy drinking. What do you think, Ireland? They should do gravy drinking?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, sure. Ireland's like, why not?
Because I mean, the donut ones, this can't. I mean, what is it about jelly-filled donuts that takes that long to eat is my question.
Well, I mean, honestly, it's hard. When I ate the glazed donuts, you dunk them in water. And they get all, like, sloppy then, and you can eat them faster. Now, I don't know what you'd do with jelly-filled donuts if you'd still dunk. I would imagine you have to dunk them in water before you
eat them. I wouldn't dunk them.
And the record is 13?
There's the video. I'm going to watch it here real quick while we're talking.
Yeah, I don't know about the jelly-filled.
Come on, Mace. We got to come up with something better than this.
I mean, yeah, we're better than this.
Ireland, I mean, jelly donuts, Mace, I feel like you could. I mean, that's up your alley.
It is up my alley. It is in my neighborhood.
And then Cappy could do the gravy.
Yeah, Cappy, you take the gravy. I'll do the donuts, you do the gravy.
Don't you feel like maybe I would be better at the donuts and you would be better at the gravy?
No, I've got no gravy experience. I've got a lot of donut experience. I'm a veteran.
What do you have experience eating, Cappy, that you're good at?
Let's see here. I would think double doubles would probably be pretty good. Right,
double doubles?
Yeah.
What's the record on that?
Is there a record? That's hard.
That's right. Laura just said maybe Chick-fil-A nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. I've seen records for chicken nuggets.
Just saying.
Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets
are
good.
They are delicious, too.
He is Googling as we talk.
I got it.
Yeah. Chicken nugget.
All right.
I don't think we can keep up with these pros, though.
Let me see.
Tyler, the new producer, do you have any ideas?
For things that you can consume quickly?
Well, you listen to the show.
No, just ideas for a Guinness
Book. Ideas for a gag. A Guinness Book of World Records gag.
Could you do 19 McDonald's chicken nuggets in 60 seconds?
Oh, Mace, you could do that.
That's insanity.
No, you can't. That's
19 in 60 seconds?
Yeah. That's the record.
Look at Mace go to work. 19. Look at him. He's thinking to himself, one every two
I'm
seconds.
I'm doing math.
One every three seconds.
This March, by the way, it was the record.
Somebody's mother is very proud.
Yeah. Now we got to do something cooler than this, Mace.
Okay, well, we'll work on it. We got plenty of time. We got plenny of time.
60 seconds goes fast, bro.
It's 60 seconds.
Especially
19
when you're
nuggets
eating.
In 60 seconds. I mean, you'd probably have to swallow the things whole.
I think we should do something that requires, like, slow and long.
No, but that,
rather
I
than
mean,
short
what you
and
want,
fast.
Like a marathon eating?
Right. Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Like how many over a long? We've got 2 hours. What can we do in a 2 hour period?
That's what I'm getting at.
That's okay. Well,
because, like, we're not going to win, like, the longest fingernail guy.
No, we don't have time.
No.
Although that guy was always like the guy in every like Guinness.
He was always the one. When I was a kid, I used to have the Guinness Book of World Records, and I was fascinated by it.
Yeah.
And I always thought, what would it be? I don't even know if they have the book anymore, but to be in that book.
Right. Right, the tallest guy in the world.
12 world records you can break at your lunch time.
Nice. Okay.
All right. Let's see. Fastest time to eat a 12-inch pizza, 41 seconds.
Ooh. Okay.
Held by Peter Sirwinski in Canada. Fastest time to type the alphabet, current record 3.43 seconds. Holy,
man. I
do that.
I could never do that.
Yeah, fastest time to duct tape a to duct tape a person to the wall.
There you go, Cappy. There it is. How long does it take to duct tape Cappy to a wall?
No. We're a tag team. We got to duct tape somebody.
Current record 4.16 seconds held by Ashrita Furman, who taped Alec Wilkinson. They're both from the U.S. So you're a tag team. One gets taped, the other one is taped.
Yeah, exactly. One, the taper and the tapee.
I was thinking that you and me would tape Bergman to the wall.
That's not a bad idea.
Oh. Most look at this one. Most grapes caught in a mouth in 3 minutes, 202.
Okay.
Whoa.
All right, in a minute?
Great shooter.
Mace.
Yeah.
I have good aim. I could throw a ton of grapes right into your mouth.
That's a lot of grapes.
You don't think you can eat that many?
No, I mean, that's like Papa Shot. You're throwing grapes like bam, 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 bam.
By the way, that Leah, whatever her name is from the UK.
Schutzkausen?
The record she broke, she obliterated the dude's previous record in 3 minutes, which was 6 donuts.
Wow, that's
six donuts.
Six
that guy's
donuts
weak.
Is nothing. That is soft.
Guy should be ashamed of himself.
All right. Well, you get a little flavor of what the Mace and Cappy show is going to be like there.
2 hours of trying to figure out what Guinness Book record we should have.
All right, so we're out of here. Ireland, you're back tomorrow. I'm excited.
Yep, see you in studio.
And tomorrow we look for win number 4. Cappy and Shidano are coming up next for you. Lots of stupidity on the way. Super Crosstalk brought to you by Coors Light, keeping Southern California chill all season long. Mason and Ireland back tomorrow at 1, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yeah, come on. Bam, 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 bam. Dee, ba, da, boo. Bee, da, 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 da.
I heard that promo when I was driving from the airport.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's not the promos that we do.
Right.
Why did you do that?
Because Laura's like, Cappy, we got to do a looky. I know you don't want to do it, but can you just do it? And I'm like,
am I wrong, though? Don't be putting me a thing. Okay.
No, no. It's true. It's like, we hate doing them.
Yeah, we do hate them.
And then we do them, and they're like, yesterday, she's like, can you do a looky? So I'm like sitting here like a freaking moron over here. Right? And I'm like, hey, everybody.
Hi.
Shidano's back. Yay. Everybody be there.
We're going to talk about UCLA and USC. Right. Even though we may only do that for like 5 minutes,
right.
But
like,
okay.
I have no idea like what I was going
like
to promote.
We were
going
to do that for 3 hours today.
Right? I didn't know what I was going to promote. So then at the end, I was like, be there, sucka.
Sucka? And you figured that you just nailed the dismount and the rest of it didn't matter.
Right.
Exactly. So it was just like blah, 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 random info, blah, 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 blah.
I mean, since I heard it the first time, correct. Yes, that's correct, Lindsay. But
it's kind of like when Cap tries to lock out and he'll be like, all right, coming up next. And it takes like 5 minutes to lock out. We're going to talk about.
You want to start really timing this stuff?
No,
you really want to go down this road?
You guys know why he was not checked in to do a looky?
Why?
Because he was probably tracking his daughter to see if she was home.
Okay.
Or
all right.
Oh, yeah, because I heard she was with her boyfriend or something.
Nick the Stick.
Nick the Stick.
Nick the Stick.
Right. So, update. You ready
now,
for
that
this?
That can mean a lot of things.
I know.
Well, it don't mean what you think it means.
Okay.
You know
what I mean?
Don't know that. You don't know that.
You're right.
Saying.
It's true. I don't know that. You're right. But I will just say this. Update. Since both of you ladies yesterday had advice for me, parenting advice, today, daughter said to me, when school's over, can I go to Nick's? And I said, no, you cannot.
Uh-oh.
You have to prove over the course of at least a month that you are a competent, safe driver, and then we will loosen up the driving radius. Right now, it's school, home, couple little errands here and there. No Nick the Stick.
Now, what if she Ubers to Nick the Stick's house?
I wouldn't be happy about that either, because that means I'm paying for it.
That okay. part.
Yeah.
What if she just goes to her friend's house and then leaves her phone there to make you think that she's right around the corner?
Oh, I've thought about this, Lindsay Baseball. I've thought about this because, you know, yesterday, all the things you were talking about, wanting freedom at 16 years old and how I'm stealing the joy from a 16-year-old girl from lying to her father by tracking her on Life 360.
That part was like a joke. Like, that is one of the joys of, you know, like rebelling against your parents and lying about where you are. But yeah.
Anyway, I thought about this. Maybe she'll leave her phone somewhere so I think that she's there when in reality she's in her car over at Nick the Sticks.
Right.
I don't know, George, what do you think? I mean, you got a little while before you have to deal with this, but what do you think I should do?
I don't think what you're asking is unreasonable, if that's what you're asking me.
Well, I told her, I said, hey, if you lie, and lying's, that's not smart when you know I'm tracking you on Life 360, so don't lie, number one, and if you go drive someplace where I tell you you can't drive, keys come back to me.
Oh,
now, what do you think about that? That's a pretty tough threat, right?
Yeah, I think, listen, I have no issues with the way you're handling this at the moment. Mm-hmm. I mean, the tracking thing we've made fun of you with, but sure. I mean, the driving part, if she just got her license, I don't blame you. There's got to be restrictions, at least at first, and then, you know, she can move on from there.
Right, that's right.
Cap, can I post a hypothetical, not even a hypothetical, but just present one side of the argument to you, and then we can move on?
Feel free.
So my good family friend of mine, Rob, texted me because he was listening to the show yesterday, and he said his daughter, she's a freshman in college, just went away to college, and he said, Rachel's 4 hours away. If I tracked her every move, where she was going, and when she got home, we'd both lose our minds. And as a result of me trusting her, she actually tells me so much more because she's comfortable to do so. Mm-hmm. So just wanted to point that out.
Yeah, so like my daughter is in college in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I perceive that to be a somewhat dangerous place. I've already told you that this girl was mugged one time while she's there and lost her purse, blah, blah, blah. So I just feel, and then my other daughter goes to school in Boise, and there's this whole crazy situation at the University of Idaho, and I'm just a paranoid dad, you know? So I just want to know that if something goes down, at least we have some tracking where they were last. Yeah. God forbid.
I think what you need to do is have a little film session with the kids over the holidays.
Mm-hmm. Film session?
A little film session. Like you come in, kind of like what the Lakers did, right? With what Darvin Ham did before they won that game on Sunday. Okay. Had a little film session with them that opened up the dialogue and helped kind of crack the their losing streak. You can do this by creating the ground rules. You go a little film session. All right, Julia went to Nick the Stick's house. That can't do that. All right. Cannot do that. That we're going to have to run that drill all over again where you don't do that, where you stay in this radius. This is the radius. And then you go on to your next daughter and then you create whatever rules you need to create for her. These are the rules you need to follow. X, Y, and Z. Next daughter, same thing. A, B, and C. And then for your son, C, D, and F, whatever you want to do. Like, and you do a film session. Just make it sports. And I feel like it will resonate more, especially since you already said you could be one of those guys that could do those speeches to the Lakers that Rob always likes to do with people. This is your chance. Do it with your kids. Make it a film session.
Okay. I like where you're going, George. I like where your head's at. Somebody said to me just the other day on the YouTube chat that what I should do is at the end of the week, print out all the different places where she drove, 16-year-old driver, and then sit there and go over it with her. Yeah. You know, and maybe I'll turn it into some sort of a film session. Maybe instead of printing out paper, I'll do it digitally.
Yeah.
If somebody could help me figure out how to get it onto my monitor, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know, what do they call that when you beam it from your phone to the TV? What do they call that?
That's what they call it. You beam it.
Is it called beaming?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. So I'm going to beam the stuff from my phone over to my monitor, and we'll sit there and we'll do a film study. I like it because it worked for the Lakers, didn't it?
It did, yes. At least on last weekend or whatever. Yeah.
Right, Sunday.
So, yeah.
You think LeBron's going to come back and play tomorrow night?
I don't know. Does it say George Sedano MD on my name? Like, I don't know. What the hell do I know?
No, but the other day you were giving me dental advice like it was George Sedano DDS.
Yeah. Well, you know, dental advice is a little different, you know?
Yeah, I gotcha. Yeah, I wonder if LeBron's planning on coming back and playing tomorrow night.
I don't know. I would, I mean, look, he's had a long time off, right?
They've been off for a bunch of days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's possible.
They played on. He got hurt.
Questionable.
Oh, there you go. Okay. upgraded to questionable.
There you go.
Okay. Well, let's see. He got hurt, what was it, last Friday, I think it was.
And then she's got a week, yeah.
Missed
they
Sunday.
They play the Pistons. They got a real soft schedule, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like that Pistons and Spurs, like you should be able to beat them with just Anthony Davis and Russ. Those teams are not good. And well, the Pistons nice don't have – Cade Cunningham is even hurt, I think. So, I mean, you know.
You get Anthony Davis, the 37-point Anthony Davis. And he doesn't have to be 37.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of a big scoring night. You know?
Yeah.
Not going to get that every night. But if you had Anthony Davis 28,
yeah.
Anthony Davis 32,
yeah.
I mean, you should be able to win these games. I mean, we say that. And then, you know, they come back and they lose. And we're all like, okay, what now?
Yeah. And then, you know, like you could I mean, because they've got, let me see. Yeah, they got Pistons, Spurs, you know, Friday, Sunday. Then they're at the Suns on Tuesday.
Oh,
you know, that's a good game. Like, that's a game that's going to be tough. So, you know, I don't know. I'd sit him out until then, until Monday. Let him test it on Monday, test it out again on Tuesday, and let's roll.
I don't think that's a terrible idea. I was
because here's the thing. Here's the reason. After Phoenix, they got 2 days off again. So if he is a little sore, they still got a little 2 days to give him a little treatment and work it. And then they have the Spurs back-to-back, which he doesn't have to play the back-to-back, but they're on the road, so he can play at least one of them.
Well, it all gets back to your concept on film study, because if you go back to the weekend, it was the Laker film session where everybody, according to the reports, kind of got a little raw, right?
Yeah.
Like, you should be doing this. Are you? No.
Yeah, baby,
okay.
I
if you were,
like
you know.
Raw.
You, I mean, you understand that, what you know I'm that song? Right. No, can you sing it again?
Yeah, baby, I like it raw. That's not really how it goes. It's more like, yeah, baby, I like it raw. It's more like that.
I was waiting for that part.
Still don't know that song.
Are you serious?
Yes, you do. You know that song.
Baby, I like it raw.
No, that's not it at all. You definitely
that
don't
song?
Know. You know what? You don't know the song. Why do we even question you anymore on these things?
You know what? It's so funny. This morning, I was having this crazy dream. It woke me up out of my dream.
Can you tell me the
singing.
Crazy? Can you tell me the crazy dream on the other side? And we'll also hear from Anthony Davis about, you know, them getting raw on the other side. How about that?
Yeah, I can. I can do it.
All right, let's do that. Be out of my mind.
This is so ironic.
Why it's hard for me to find. Get it out of my head. This girl is a lover. Girl is poison.
Can't Why trust a big coincidence? Button to smile. Yeah,
can't
you
trust
don't do
a boy
that.
Whose name is Nick the Stick.
You don't trust a big button to smile, yo.
So what's your dream before we get to Anthony Davis?
I was waking up this morning, I swear to you, and I was having this like recurring soundtrack in my head of that song we were talking about the other day. The Mariah Carey Boys to Men
Boys
song.
Boys to Men rejoin.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I like, and I was waking up and I was hey you, hey ho, hee ho, ha, 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 ha. Is that the song?
I mean, not really, but whatever.
I mean, anyway, that was the way I heard it. Mm-hmm. Over and over and over again, it was playing in my head, man. Mm-hmm. Like I was waking up to this song. And I hope you'll never die again before you go somewhere. I think that's the lyrics.
For a song that's stuck in your head, you don't know it very well.
Well, I can't really get it out. You know what I mean? Like it's in there, but I can't get it out. But it was kind of like that song that George was singing before about getting raw that I couldn't figure out what he was talking about.
Yeah, baby, I like it raw.
Yeah, I don't know.
Dirty Bastard.
ODB?
Yeah.
Yeah, like ODB couldn't have possibly committed all those crimes. Remember that from Chris Rock? No Sex in the Champagne Room? Never mind.
I believe the song is actually called Shimmy Shimmy Ya, if I recall correctly. It's not Baby I Like It Raw.
No, that's not the name of the song?
That's a great name
it's
of the song.
It's just
the
chorus.
Though.
It's just the chorus, I believe.
All right.
Shimmy Shimmy Ya, Shimmy Ya, Shimmy Yay.
R.I.P. ODB.
Ah, oh, man. I believe also produced by RZA, if I recall correctly.
Can't confirm that for you, George.
Of the Wu-Tang Clan.
Cannot confirm.
Anywho. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can. But so what is the dream you had? The dream was that? That was
well,
it?
That was, yeah,
kept
it was it.
Obsessing
it was just,
over the Mariah Carey Boys to Men
it.
Song?
It was like
it's
a brand new song, yeah. Brand new song.
From 1995.
Right, but... Because I didn't know it in 95 and hadn't heard it until 2022, as I said the other day.
Yeah.
I mean, that joint just dropped. So for me, that's brand new music.
It's Casey Kasem here for the 16th week in a row. It's Mariah Carey and Boys to Men with One Sweet Day.
keep your hands or feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. Sorry, I almost screwed that up.
Nice job. Pretty good, Casey.
Yeah. All right, cool. Do you want to hear what Lamar Odom? I have Lamar Odom on the brain because he keeps talking about the Lakers lately, but I have Anthony Davis. Do we have the audio of Anthony Davis talking about that film session that I've told Cappy to replicate with his children, the one that Darvin Ham did? All right, let's hear from AD.
We had conversations that a team that is what was 2 and 10 should have about what each player can do better, what we can do better.
So that was Saturday.
Saturday.
Would you describe that? Like, was that like emotional? Was it charged?
It was everything. You know, a lot of emotions. You know, guys voicing their opinion. Some back and forth, but it was all for the nature of trying to, you know, get better. So, you know, even though it might be a back and forth, you know, it was, okay, I hear what you're saying. Okay, you hear what I'm saying. All right, so now what's the solution? You know, instead of just constantly, you know, butting heads. So it was some good dialogue.
There you go.
Ugh, what did he say? I didn't hear what he said.
Oh, you hate the basketball bouncing. I know. Oh poor you. God. You can't hear the basketball bouncing. His voice was
so
clear
annoying.
Enough.
So annoying. With the bouncing of the basketball in the background.
Yeah, you know what they're doing? They're practicing. That's
right.
What's happening.
So maybe they should have like the media session like somewhere else, you know?
Look at you or Laura said. What'd you missed that.
Yeah.
They should be better then if they're practicing.
Ooh.
Hey, that's my team and they suck right now. So if anyone can come at your team, it should be the fan. You
right.
Know?
Do better. Do better, Lakers.
Hashtag do better.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
You got to admit, that is kind of annoying, though, like when you're trying to listen to what somebody's saying and the balls are bouncing in the background, you know, it's a little annoying. So I don't know why they do that, you know?
I mean, okay, well, who cares? The whole point is Darvin Ham, I'll give him credit, man. He is throwing everything he's got at them. Like, he is throwing every pitch at this team. Russ, you go to the bench. It works, you know, mostly. You know, I'm going to go and we're going to do a hardcore film session after, 12 games. Like, he's doing everything he possibly can do. Although it's funny because I kind of went back to listen to some of, like, and watch and read some of the quotes that he's talked about. And because it got pointed out to me by a friend of mine that he has kind of subtly kind of mentioned the, like, salary cap restrictions and how the team is top heavy and the luxury tax and kind of he's alluded to that at times. And I know what Laker fans are gonna be like, oh, they're being cheap. I don't think it's that. They're already overpaying for a team that isn't producing. Like, I mean, throwing
you say
more.
They're overpaying. Let me ask you a question. You think that they're overpaying LeBron?
No, I think they're overpaying for the production that they're getting from a wins and losses perspective.
Right.
And
what I'm saying is that
the problem is that Russell Westbrook makes more money than anybody on the team.
Right. So, right. So
and
Russ
he makes more money than everyone combined that's not named LeBron, Russ, or AD.
Well, yeah. So, I mean, that's what I'm getting at is like, okay, here's Russ's number. Yeah. We know it's $47 million.
Yeah.
Here's LeBron's number. What is that number
44,
this year?
44, I believe.
Okay, yeah. And then what do you think AD's number is?
AD's like the high 30s.
Oh, good God, man. So you got one guy making 47, one guy making 44, and one guy making 30-something, and you're 3-10.
Right.
So,
well, I mean, listen, the Warriors are like 5-9 or something, and they also pay a bunch of guys a bunch of money.
Right.
But they just won a championship.
That's
there is
the difference. Right. Yeah.
The Lakers won a championship 2 years ago.
Yeah, yes, they did.
But they also have the 1 year buffer in between where they were terrible and they should know better, is what you're saying.
I'm just saying that if Darvin Ham is saying that, and I remember reading a little bit of that as well, he's not wrong. You know, that's what the Lakers are. They're top heavy. They've got three big stars and they make a lot of money combined. And then they got to fill in, you know, it's like when you have all these stars, you can't pay everybody that. So who are the other nine guys on the team? Well, they got to be like, I'm putting this in quotes, but like undrafted free agents, you know, they're not, they're first round picks.
Minimum come type from, guys. Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, you got all your money wrapped up in three guys. And when you say that they're overpaid or that they're not getting the production based on what they're paying for, I don't think any of the three of those guys would disagree, even though they might not like to hear it.
Yeah, it's why they wanted to. I mean, it's why everyone wanted to trade Russ this offseason for the most part, and it just didn't happen. So, there's that.
Probably not going to happen. Although,
you never know.
I don't know. There's some rumors flying around out there.
There's rumors. Rumors of what?
Look at all them rumors surrounding me every day. Just need some time to get away. Yay. You guys know that song?
Yes, actually, I do. The girls probably don't.
You ladies don't know that song? Rumors?
No, I know it.
I know it too.
I don't remember who even sings it. Who sings
it? I'm with her.
I don't remember either. I feel well, like Orange Juice Jones comes to mind, but I don't Orange Juice Jones.
Is Club Nouveau sound? That's one of those like bands, like one of those 80s like bands.
What did Orange Juice Jones sing?
Yeah, you're right.
Really, it was Club Nouveau?
Yeah, yeah.
Good job, George.
I remember the getaway, like the little.
Yeah, that was like super 80s, that video, yeah. I remember.
Totally. But what does Orange Juice Jones sing?
I saw you
and him
in the rain.
Right, there you go. You were holding hands and I will never be the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I walked up on you and did a Rambo. Yeah, that's the one.
Mm-hmm. Wait, the song is called Rumors and then in parentheses, Club Nouveau, but it's by Timex Social Club.
Ooh.
A weird name for a group.
Timex Social Club.
I mean, in the 80s, Timex watches were like a big thing.
Timexes and Seikos. Remember those?
Yeah, Seikos, yeah.
I think actually if you had a Seiko, you were a baller.
You were balling. Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. So anywho, all right, so let's do this. Let's get to these rumors that you've been hearing about with the Lakers. Let's do that coming up next. Fat Jack's going to... Oh, no, it's Fat Jack next. So we'll do that at 5. Fat Jack's going to join us next. We'll talk some football. We'll talk some gambling. After having a good bounce back week, I went off the rails again and didn't listen to Jack, and I went on my own. Now, I did good in college, just didn't do great in the pros. So I need to get back full-fledged on with Jack. So let's listen to Jack. He's going to join us in a couple minutes here on 710 ESPN. Oh, man. Loved Rick Astley. I told you when I was a kid... And I didn't know who this was. Like, I just heard the song the first time. I was a little kid. This is probably like 9, 10 years old. I thought it was Billy Ocean. Because of the sultry sounds.
I could see that. Yeah. I could hear that.
Always still a good jam. I don't care what anybody says.
Great hair. Nice great trench hair. Coat. Good video. Yeah.
Very 80s. We've been very 80s today.
I like it. It's like a throwback Thursday. I like it.
It is like a throwback Thursday. I'd like to throw back to when I was winning, picking games. That's why I need to listen to Fat Jack more. FatJackSports.com. Follow him on his social channels, Twitter, Instagram, etc. at Fat Jack Sports. Jack, we got an interesting one today, I think, because everyone, basically the Packers are on the ropes. They're coming off this big win. And then you got the Titans today, coming off what I feel like was, just a lackluster performance last week. Is there a side on this one that you're looking at or no?
Yeah, by the way, don't feel bad if you're not winning. Most people are getting their teeth kicked in right now. We had over the total on Monday night when everybody else had Philadelphia and had under. We had over. I was an easy winner, and I'm 5-0 heading into today in basketball. 1-0 Monday, 2-0 Tuesday, 2-0 Wednesday. So good start to the week, Operation Clean Sweep. And you're right, tonight – Green Bay, you wonder what the line would be if they had lost. Dallas was 195-0 as a franchise when they had a 2-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter. Now they're 195-1. And so Green Bay, you can look at it a little bit like Tampa. We're looking at Tampa. Are they turning a corner, going the right way, 2-0? Brady's 2-0 since his divorce was final. Or is this just kind of an aberration? We'll find out tonight because they should win. Tennessee's good. I like under the total in this one. I don't think – to answer your question, I don't love the side – because I don't know exactly what we're getting out of Green Bay just yet, but I don't think we're getting a lot of points. I think we're going to get two defensive teams in some weather and try not to make mistakes. Now, Aaron Rodgers is going to throw it all over the yard, but Tennessee defends the pass okay, and they're going to try to run it. They're going to try to win time possession, keep Aaron Rodgers on the sideline. So I like under the total, although in the NFL this is a week that you're going to be able to play some games, I think, where it's a little more comfortable. The NFL is always about betting spots that aren't comfortable because the comfortable ones typically lose. I think this week there will be a few of them, especially some totals, where you'll be able to play the comfortable side and actually make some money.
Yeah, any games in particular, Jack?
Yeah, games like Indianapolis and Philly. Indianapolis is 13 of their last 15 under the total. Every day is not Saturday. Jeff Saturday was fine last week. They're not going to continue that. They still have a bad offense, very little identity, and a team that's not going to score on a regular basis. The Eagles still have a very good defense, even though they lost on Monday. I expect a defensive battle in that one. Some of these games that are taking place up in the weather, you know, we had Buffalo move to Detroit, but anywhere along the, you know, the northern Great Lakes and east, I think there's going to be some weather involved. Always remember, weather does not always mean under. Wind means under. Okay, you get a lot of wind. They can't throw it with their aim. That becomes a problem, but just general snow, not feet of snow, but general snow, general rain does not necessarily lend to the under. The other one I think that easy under is this Raiders-Broncos game. I mean, those two, total disarray. The Broncos are a good football team, though. People are driving off the road if they're not stuck in traffic right now. The reality is Russell Wilson is horrible, but Denver's good. Second in total defense. I mean, yes, but the second total. You guys know that if Denver just scored 18 points a game, all right, we're not talking about 30, just 18 points, they'd be 8-1 right now.
Yeah, it's crazy.
This team has got a lot of things going for it. They just have a quarterback they overpaid who's married to too hot of a smoke show and could get out and play some football because he's doing horrible.
And by the way, a head coach has no business being a head coach.
Right, and he could get better. It's like me running a marathon. If I go out and I practice the marathon, we can look at me too much, but I'm still going to stink at running the marathon. That's where we are with Denver's coaching staff. The coach, and we normally don't say in team sports, it's you. It is them. It's the head coach, and more importantly, it's Russell Wilson. The defense is really good. The Raiders stink. They're not going to win a lot of games. They're crying at the podium. Give me a break. This game goes under as well. The opposite. And by the way, that's the comfortable side, right? Nobody wants to walk up and say, "I'll fire me on the over in the Las Vegas Denver game on Sunday." One that probably will go over, though, this Chicago Bears Atlanta game. Atlanta's not very good defensively. Chicago traded away their best defensive player before the trade deadline. Justin Fields looks like the game has slowed down for him. They are killing the over in recent weeks. So I think that one flies over the 49 as well.
Jack, the big game here this weekend is obviously USC-UCLA. Now, unfortunately, now it doesn't have the same luster after UCLA blew the game last week after being almost a 3-touchdown favorite against Arizona. You know, I'm looking at the number. It's USC 2.5. I don't see that line that often. I actually feel like, and maybe I'm wrong, I feel like UCLA not only can cover, could win outright in this one. Am I crazy?
Absolutely not. No, I mean, we talked last week. If there was one of the two teams that could get caught up in that look-ahead spot, it was definitely UCLA. The USC would be able to handle Colorado with ease, but that there was a possibility of that overlooked spot. It's created a little bit of value, and the Sharps have jumped on this spot. This game opened closer to 3, actually 3, lay 115 or so with USC. Sharps immediately hammered back UCLA down to the point it went down to 1.5. They were getting a ton of money on UCLA. Now you're getting the general public betting back USC. It's getting back up closer to the field goal. But this is absolutely one of those pros versus Joes game. All the pros on UCLA, all of the $50 guys driving over from California to play, they're all on USC. USC is certainly the easier spot, but the reality is Lincoln Riley, his offense is good, but hasn't been as good in the second half of the season. Kelly does a good job of kind of playing up to his competition. When he plays teams that are supposed to be better than him, he game plans really well for him. This total is also very interesting, up 76-77. I could see it being a shootout, but I could also see both these offenses using their offense to control time of possession, keep the other offense on the field, and it going under. I actually lean toward the under, and I absolutely like UCLA in a spot where anytime you can line up with guys that are betting $10,000 to $30,000 a game against a whole lot of people betting $50 a game, don't get in the $50 line. Get over with the pros. I like UCLA.
All right, so USC-UCLA is a big game, and as George said, because UCLA lost to Arizona, obviously this game's not as big as it should have been. Oregon lost to Washington, making the Utah-Oregon game not as big as it might have been. But it's still a battle of a number 10 versus a number 12, 2-8-2 teams. We're all keeping our eyes on the Pac-12 because of, you know, what could eventually happen to the champion of this league. So what do you think about the Utah-Oregon game?
Yeah, I mean, I think Oregon is the right side here. Washington's been very inconsistent, and they haven't been running it all that well, especially lately. They've got some injuries on defense as well. So I actually like Oregon here. I think they get it done. Utah. Utah has absolutely been inconsistent. At times they look really good, look like they know what they're doing. Other times they don't. Oregon is 25-9 against the spread off of a home loss. So historically, they typically rebound in exactly this spot. And I think they do here as well. They're at home. They're getting a couple of points, two and a half points. I would take them at home.
Jack, in regards to the rest of the college football landscape, obviously it's rivalry week, so there's going to be a lot of interesting games in regards to the matchups that are concerned. Which are some of the other ones that you're taking a look at?
Yeah, I mean, it is rivalry week, but it's also, just like USC-UCLA, the most of these rivalries we're looking at like, gosh, you guys really could have had a better year.
Right.
I mean, there's a lot of
Oklahoma State is a perfect example of that.
Right, and it's a primetime game. Who cares? You know, both these teams are not very good. The people who should care are the ones that are going to try to make money on it, though, because I do think Vegas has been good with OU. They've kind of led you when they were going to get beat. They've led you that direction, with the exception of last week. They liked OU against West Virginia. But they've kind of indicated where they're going to go. And in the Big 12 in general, we've seen that. These seven and a half lines, more times than not, in the Big 12, the favorites have gotten there. Oklahoma will present some problems athletically most weeks. Last week was weird. But offensively, they've got some skill players that can get the ball down the field. Oklahoma State, very banged up. I don't know. I thought I was watching soccer last week. I mean, Spencer Sanders out. He's not going to play. Now he's back in the game in the fourth quarter, winning the game. Iowa State's throwing the ball away five times. They have five turnovers, three interceptions in the first quarter. I didn't know what I was watching. I do think that Oklahoma's the right side of the game. In a game that, like USC-UCLA, could have been a lot bigger deal. But if you make money, who cares, right? You spend it the same way. So I like Oklahoma. I like 7.5.
FatJackSports.com. Follow him on his social channels, at FatJackSports, Instagram and Twitter. Jack, what are they getting?
Yeah, I'm going to run that same special. $99. We're undefeated this week going into the night. So very, very good start. Everything's posted and documented on the website. Go to the results tab. $99 if you sign up the next half hour for football through Monday. Or get the hoops. They're 5-0 heading into today. They are 169, football and basketball through Monday. Also, my World Cup package is up. I'm not a soccer guy, but I've got a guy that is, like baseball. I don't handicap baseball or UFC, and I also don't handicap soccer. But I got a guy that's really, really good, lives in London. He takes my football and basketball. Get the World Cup stuff. $5.99, every single World Cup play that we have. You will make money with those picks. If you don't, you get a $400 credit toward any package going forward. After the World Cup, we're going to win at the World Cup. Earn money before the sun even comes out on the West Coast. Go to FatJackSports.com, $99 for football, or add that World Cup and make money this weekend betting the games against the spread.
Jack, always a pleasure, brother. We'll talk to you next week.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys. I'll see you soon. Yeah.
Yes, sir. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. There he is, Fat Jack. Go to FatJackSports.com. Yeah. I mean, listen, still. I got a lot of happy Thanksgivings today. Have you started to get those?
I started giving them.
Okay. Yeah, I've gotten them today. Yeah, I have responded like I did just now, but I have not gone there. I also don't even know what day it is. I have been on the road. I've been back and forth on the road so many times the last few weeks that I don't even know how I'm like talking to you right now.
Well, it's great to have you here, and I know that your head is probably spinning. I can appreciate where you're coming from, even though I'm not doing the travel. But, George, I today started to receive some emails from people like, hey, do you mind if we have that meeting, you know, after Thanksgiving? Happy Thanksgiving. Have a great holiday. You know, and then I reply like, yes, of course, we can have that meeting, and happy Thanksgiving back to you.
Yes.
So, yeah. I just saw, by the way, while Fat Jack was talking, I've got two games on right now.
Were talking about Aaron Judge winning the MVP.
Hold on.
Shohei Ohtani finished second, distant second.
Not really surprised, though. Not really surprised.
Of course, he had the American League home run record.
Yeah. Well, not just that. I mean, Ohtani's playing in games, as great as he was, that people weren't really paying attention to because they were essentially meaningless. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I'm watching this SMU-Tulane game on one TV, and I'm watching the Thursday night football package on another. Yeah. And, you know, tonight is the debut of LeBron's, like, Manning cast. Do you know that?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Tonight is the night?
Yeah, and I'm trying to figure this out. Like, I'm watching the football game on Prime, on Amazon Prime. Where am I supposed to watch the LeBron Manning cast?
I would imagine it's also somewhere on Amazon Prime.
It is, but does anybody understand what I'm supposed to do?
I'm probably on the when you first turn on Amazon Prime, like when you click on the app, there's probably going to be multiple options right there in front of you.
Let's see here. Okay, all right, Titans versus Packers. Then I see LeBron laughing. They got to do a better job of making this really obvious for people like me. People like me being defined as old.
Hold on. Let me put it on.
It was all over social media.
Yeah. It's probably not even on yet.
No, it's not.
So because the game isn't on yet.
Correct. But I'm just saying that the pregame show did an interview with LeBron and Maverick and whoever the third guy is. And I just want to, I can't decide, am I going to watch just the regular broadcast tonight, or am I going to actually give LeBron and the barbershop thing, like, am I going to give that the watch tonight?
Well, there's other people on it, too. Like, Rob Lowe is one of the people that are on it. Jamie Foxx.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey. Got to watch it for that, yeah.
You're watching for Jalen Ramsey?
Well, I mean, in case he says anything, you know.
I mean, I'm watching more for Jamie Foxx.
Okay.
I mean, he's funny.
I don't know, Cappy. Oh, there it is. The commercial's on when I put on Titans versus Packers.
I was going to say, like, it's got to be when you open the app, just talking to your little thing, Amazon Prime.
No, but you see, I'm not watching it on a TV. I'm watching it on a computer.
Right. Oh,
so
I don't
can't
know,
talk to the computer.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. Commercial here. LeBron James, Paul Rivera, Maverick Carter. Yeah.
Who's Paul Rivera?
He's part of the content team. Like, he's the guy that he's really the, if I understand this correctly, and I don't know him very well, but I know him a little bit. He's like the driver of content behind the shop.
Mm.
Cappy, right. You know that how you were talking about beaming, like your phone or whatever, to your TV?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can do that with your computer, and you can watch the game on your regular TV.
True, I could.
But you still wouldn't be able to talk into the remote, I don't think.
Well, but I do have another TV here. Maybe I could do it on the other TV. I don't know. It's too much work.
Okay, just trying to help.
No, I appreciate that. Big time.
Yeah. All right, so coming up next, we got what you need to know, and then I want to get into... you had the rumor you were talking about with the Lakers. That's what it was. The rumor. Yeah. You had a rumor. The outsider.
Well,
we'll do that next.
Yeah, it wasn't my rumor, though.
Yeah. I mean, but you had it, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we're doing it.